bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. It's great to be here with you today. Thank you for joining me. Boy, I got a lot of news to get you up to speed on, and we've got a fascinating conversation coming up after the chaplet. You know, I just discovered something that the great stigmatist, the great stigmatic, the priest known as Padre Pio, had to say about the conversion of Russia in light of all these consecrations that have taken place, and in light of what we're hearing, the posturing about nuclear exchange. I think it's important you hear this. So that'll be coming up a little bit later. And you're always welcome to join me. Love to have you here at 888-914-9149. Before we kick it off, I'm going to ask just a couple things. One, will you pray with me? We'd love you to do that right now. I want to pray for your needs and your intentions. I want to pray in particular for just for this pledge drive. You know, Relevant comes to you four times a year. I was at a friend's house last night. You know, I went to visit a buddy of mine who had surgery, and we had dinner with him and his wife. And they said, oh, you know, what's going on in the show tomorrow? I said, well, we're going to kick off our pledge drive. They're like, oh, I had a laugh because, I mean, it's everybody's reaction. Here's the reality. We're still going to have great content. I'm going to have good news and a lot of information for you to get you plugged in. We are going to ask you to help. So if you could, in some ways, be generous, it always means a lot to me. I'm so grateful for those who step forward and help support. So if you can, the pledge number is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. You can also go online. It's a great way to give at relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app. There's a free MP3 we'll get you connected to, too, that Father Rocky did on the Memorare. It's the month of May, right? It's the first show we've had together now in the month of May. First time to hang out. Great Marian month. Dr. Miravalli is going to stop by, and we'll get you plugged into some free stuff for you here today. But before I start, let's pray. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your needs and your intentions. Please pray for me, and please pray for Relevant. All right, we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come. Before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And again, hey, a giant thank you to everyone who's going to be supporting in this hour. Oh, one quick thing, too. We'll pray the chaplet live today, 3. But a little bonus for you. When you call and you make your pledge, leave your prayer intention. And the reason I'm talking to you about that right now is because I don't want to forget about it. The Walk to Mary is this Saturday. It's a pilgrimage from the Shrine of St. Joseph to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, the only approved apparition in the country. We will carry those prayer petitions for you. So if you're looking for work, if you're praying for fertility, if you're asking for that healing, Father Rocky's going to put them in his backpack. He's going to carry them 21 miles. And I'll tell you a little bit about some of the great miracles that have taken place in the past for those who've done that. So when you give, make sure you leave your prayer intentions. We want to pray for you. Hey, let me get you up to speed on what's going on in the world right now. Some news I just wanted to follow up on. You know, we talk about this battle for religious liberty in our country, and it's continuing. I've said this for a long time. After the redefinition of marriage in the country, I said the next great battle in our country will be for religious freedom and for our religious rights. And it's not a surprise. There was a clear victory for free speech for Christians. And I want to give you a lead with some good news today. The Supreme Court today unanimously ruled that the city of Boston violated the rights of a group called Camp Constitution because the city would not allow a flag. I don't know if you remember the story. They wanted to hang a flag with a Latin cross on it. They wanted it to be flown on a flagpole, which was designated for public use. So before Camp Constitution's request to fly their flag, the city had approved a flag flying for about 284 groups, right, with no denials. Anybody wanted to fly their flag, they could, you know. Didn't matter who you were. And the groups ranged from veterans to gay pride groups, right? So here's this group that wants to hang just a Latin cross. Oh, can't do that. Mm-mm, right? They claim they didn't want to be forced to publicize messages antithetical to its own. And I'm thinking, what the heck does that mean? You don't want to publish publicized message, antithetical to your own. So your message then is for gay pride groups, right? But it's not for those who in your community might be Christian. 85, 86% of the nation professes a belief in Jesus Christ. You're not going to hang a cross? You know, that's a symbol that's been around for 2,000 years. Boston lost. So congratulations to the Supreme Court there, and congratulations to all of us. A victory for free speech. I don't know how much further down the slippery slope we can go in our country when it comes to morals and entertainment, but I'm afraid right now that we're nowhere near the bottom. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, too. I mean, you know, think back to I Dream of Jeannie or to the Brady Bunch or Fantasy Island or Love Boat. I mean, think of these shows that used to be on, right? Think about where we are today, right? Think about how fathers are mocked and ridiculed. Think about, you know, the crazy housewives of whatever city. I mean, think about the reality TV, the Kardashians. Think of where we are today, right? I don't know how much further we can devolve. We'll look at that a little bit later in the show. But let me tell you what's going on. Discovery, right? Their streaming service is called Discovery Plus. They started a reality show. And my producer, Maggie, put this on my radar this morning. They put on a reality, they're running a reality show called Generation Drag. Okay? Generation Drag, which follows five teenage boys as they get into doing drag shows. And you know what people on social media have said? They said, look, you know what this does? This right now should be labeled child abuse. Some are saying they're canceling their subscriptions to the services. It's owned by Warner Brothers, which owns CNN. So if you want to send a message, there are some people to contact. But we saw this with Disney, right, what they're doing. Now you see Discovery Plus. Speaking of big media pushing an agenda, Disney, as we've talked about, is certainly doing that, as you heard about recently. The push, especially the push against Florida's new law allowing parents to know what's going on in their public schools, you know, to know what teachers are teaching their kids, that's causing a shakeup in the Mouse House. Chief Corporate Officer Affairs, or Chief Corporate Officer Affairs Officer. It's a mouthful, right? Jeff Morrell has stepped down. He's left his post because apparently had disagreements with the new CEO over how Disney should be dealing with social issues. And in his place, Disney has hired a woman named Christina. I think her last name is Shake, I think. Used to be communications director for Michelle Obama, and she was also special assistant to Barack Obama and worked on the Biden administration to lead federal government's campaign to get more people vaccinated. So she's now at Disney. So final thought here, and you're more than welcome to join me, too. If you want to dial in, if you want to sound off, feel free to do that. The number in the studio is 888-914-9149. And as I'm sharing some of these stories with you, I also just want to make an appeal to you. If you believe that our religious freedom, that Christianity in some respects is under attack today, that there is an immoral agenda that's being advanced, then keep one of the great voices on the air that is proclaiming truth on a regular basis. That's Relevant Radio. I mean, your donation's tax deductible. It's going to be matched dollar for dollar today, and you can help us by calling in right now at 877-291-0123 or just doing it online at relevantradio.com or using your mobile app. We appreciate your help, and I think we need to have a voice that's strong and bold and truthful and filled with love and honesty on the air, and that's what Relevant is. One final story here, and I'll take a quick break and then maybe take a few of your calls. If you're wondering why groups like Catholics for Choice, you've ever heard of them? Catholics for Choice? See, words are so powerful. This is a group, by the way, that has been denounced continually by the U.S. bishops since they first started. How they can stay in existence, you just need to look at the Oracle of Omaha. Warren Buffett, right, one of the richest men in the world. This was a pretty big story. He's given more than $50 million. This is over the last 22 years, about $2.3 million a year, so that they can stay in existence. That report came from Catholic Vote. But Buffett's company, I know you're probably familiar with it, Berkshire Hathaway. They own a real estate company by that name as well, and they also own Fruit of Loom and Geico and Duracell, among, you know, other companies. So the foundation giving the money to Catholics for Choice is his personal foundation. But obviously, you know, he's getting that money from the companies that he owns. But That's just a little bit of headlines for you today. When I come back, I'll take your calls, and we'll talk much more. So stay with me. We have a slightly amended schedule today. We got a lot to get into. Appreciate your support. If you can help right now, please do so. It's 888-914-9149. That's the number to get into the studio. The donation line, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Dollar for dollar match. Let's keep Relevant Radio. We need you because we're listener support. Let's keep Relevant Radio strong. This is how we're able to give you this type of news and to do what we do day in and day out. It's with generous donors like you. So thank you for whatever you can do. I'll be right back.
Connecting you to the truths of your Catholic faith. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a blue tote bag featuring the Marian symbol for Our Lady. Blue for Our Lady, dressed in blue. I could use one of these to take your prayer attentions to the Shrine of Our Lady to help this weekend. This tote bag is extra tall and will make a great gift for students, teachers, or volunteers. Now, you parents of little ones, this would be great for you too, for wipes and diapers and Cheerios. And today's the only day that you can get it. The Marian tote bag is our thank you for your donation of $20 a month or more. Make your donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Again, it's only available today for a gift of $20 a month. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and God bless you.
Thank you, Father. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani this hour, and we are asking you to give hope, 877-291-0123, or give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. As Father Rocky was talking about, we have that beautiful blue tote bag with the Marian symbol on the front of it. That is yours today at the $20 a month level when you give to Relevant Radio. And inside the bag, not a stray cat, as Father Simon suggested last hour. There's not a stray cat in the bag. There could be a special rosary in there, however. Also, Relevant Radio merchandise. It might be a book or a medal. The marketing folks aren't really telling us what they're putting in the bag. So it's going to be a surprise to us. It's going to be a surprise to you. You're going to love it, though. $20 a month is what you need to give to get a tote bag. And we're looking for 175 gifts to get us going this hour. We have a $3 million need to hit by the end of the week, and we need to hear from you right now. Drew, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match again this hour.
Neil, doesn't get better than that. I mean, if you're going to give to an organization, your $10 gets matched with another $10. It becomes $20. Your $100 becomes $200. You can do the math. Great way to give. And you'll be blessed for doing so. But I want to talk to you about that tote. I've been with this network 17 years. I'll be going on my 18th anniversary starts in August. Mm-hmm. I joined us in 2004. Of all the pledge drives I've ever been part of, I've never seen a premium like this, which is kind of cool. For $20 a month, they're going to go ahead and give you this. The tote bag is quite beautiful too. You use it to go shopping, it to carry your stuff, bring your lunch to work, do whatever, right? But the fact that they're going to put some swag in there, whether it's Relevant Radio swag or one of those special rosaries or maybe a previous premium, I mean, it's kind of fun. It's like getting a Christmas present at your door. So please help if you can. I know you're not going to do it just for the tote. Please leave us your prayer intentions. We're going to take them to the National Shrines of St. Joseph and to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. We'll be praying for you as well. Your donation, more than anything else, helps Relevant Radio stay on the air with this important mission of bringing Christ to you on a daily basis. So call right now if you could. There's a line open for you. I'd really appreciate it. 877-291-0123.
Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And Father Rocky is going to be taking all of your prayer intentions on the walk to Mary out to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. And we also have for you, if you give online, leave your prayer intention, of course, for Father Rocky. But if you give online, we'll also we have something else from Father Rocky, and that's the brand new MP3 download called The Power of the Memorare, about a 15-minute terrific talk from Father Rocky. So get yours right now. Give online at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. Give hope now.
Thank you. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, it's great to be with you. It's the month of May, a month dedicated to Our Lady. Before, we're joined by one of our great regulars, Dr. Mark Miravalli. We'll get you plugged into that. I'm going to grab a call, but Maggie, I want to talk to you, too. You and I were talking right before the program here. You know, one of the great ways Neil was talking about, you know, not just the 175 people we'd like to see support us in this hour, and I hope we get 1,075 people. I hope people really value Relevant and are willing to make some small sacrifice for the cause of the church and the message of Jesus Christ. That said, you know, you and I were saying, I think the most important thing we can do, and one of the things we do every afternoon, is pray, intercede for those with particular needs. And you know, you were saying, you know, we ought to have people send those intentions in on Twitter. Why don't you fill everyone in?
Yeah. I put a note out on Twitter and Facebook, and I said, hey, just curious, what has listening to Relevant Radio done to your faith life? So, like, Robin just sent us a message on Twitter. She said, it's helped to deepen my faith, allows me to pray with millions of people, and when I have needed prayers, it's absolutely helped me. Divine mercy helped my husband and I when we were separated. When he died 2 months later, it helped me keep my faith. God bless you and all of your listeners. God bless you, Robin. Thanks for listening.
That's awesome. Well, please send us those prayer intentions at Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show, and let us know how Relevant has impacted you. Dollar for dollar match at 877-291-0123. And before I go to Dr. Miravalli, let me sneak Roy in here very quickly. Roy in Madison, good afternoon.
Drew, thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I just grabbed the phone because you were talking about it's fundraiser week, and I wanted to let everyone know the best way that I found out. I still do it during the weekly things when you guys have these quarterly, I think, or whatever, to raise the money. But I give out automatically. You have a deduction thing set up where it just comes out and you don't even know it's gone from your account because my wife and I love Relevant Radio so much. We're evangelical free folks from Madison, but we love Relevant Radio. We made you guys on the wall. I'm going to do the scene from the movie. We want you on that wall. We need you on that wall. You guys are the best thing for our country. So anybody should support Relevant Radio in as much as you can.
Well, God bless you, Roy. You know, I keep saying,
God bless you.
You, you're a brother. I know you're an evangelical. You're not Catholic yet, but I want to welcome you to the church. I know your daughter and those seeds have been planted in you. And one day, you know, you'll be calling yourself Catholic. I'm convinced of it. But I'm grateful for your generosity, Roy, because you also bring up a good point.
Well, we're grateful for you, too.
This is a network not just for Catholics, is it, Roy? We have Jews and Protestants, and we have...
It's for our country.
We got people,
you guys love America.
We got people from all walks of faith listening. You know why? Because what we do here, it's not just about the faith. I mean, that's an important part of it, clearly. But it's about speaking truth. It's about shining a light, a moral light, on so many of these confusing issues of the day, whether it's Disney, whether it's, you know, immigration, whether it's some of these issues. You just want a Catholic perspective on. People can come here and get it. Roy, thank you for your monthly support. You can join us here on a monthly basis. Today, you get a dollar-for-dollar match if you'll call in or if you'll make that pledge online. 877-291-0123 is the way to do it. I'm joined right now by Dr. Mark Miravalli, a longtime friend of the program here. And I asked him to come by to talk today because it's the first broadcast of May. This is a month dedicated in the church to honor Our Lady, the Mother of God. And the entire month is dedicated to her. It is actually a relatively recent development. When I say relatively recent, you've got to remember the church thinks in centuries, not years. But it's a wonderful time of year, and there's everything from, you know, from May parades to May processions and May crownings, and just a wonderful opportunity for you to deepen your love of Our Lady. Dr. Miravalli, thanks for joining me today. Always good to have you here.
Thank you, Drew. It's always a pleasure, especially during our Mother's Month of May. As you were speaking, I was, for the first time in almost 18 years, I thought, you know, that guy's last name is Mariani. He's got to be Marian. He doesn't have any choice. The Romans used to say nomen omen, which means your name is a prophecy about what you're supposed to do. So, you know, you were destined for this, Drew. You were destined to be a Marian boy in the best sense of that term. So congrats to you and happy May.
Mark, a true story. When I was When I was a little boy, I was in first grade. I had a nun. I was taught by Catholic nuns in this Catholic school, and I was a really shy kid. I was very terrified. And we'd have a May crowning. The first graders would do it every year. So I was in the back of the class. I remember raising my hand to Sister Mary, whatever her last name was. And I said, Sister, you can keep my name out of the hat because I just don't want to do it. I didn't want to, you know, all the school gathered and the families and the whole church, you know. And she says, well, Drew, just say a prayer. And if our Blessed Mother doesn't want you to do it, you won't do it. We'll pray that she chooses the right person. So they put the names in the hat. Whose name gets pulled? It's my name, right? So I crown Our Lady in first grade. I put her crown on backwards. But I always had a devotion to her. Everybody was laughing as I did that, of course. But I'm sure Our Lady smiled. But I had a little shrine to Our Lady of Lourdes. I'd stop and visit on my way to the playground and sing hymns to her. Yeah. I shared that with you before. This Marian devotion is so beautiful because it speeds you into the arms of her son, doesn't it? I mean, it's not about Our Lady. It's really about Jesus. It's really about both of them. You can't love either too much, can you?
Well, that's absolutely true. Yeah, no, this idea, this two-room theory that, you know, Jesus is in one room and Mary's in the other room and you got to choose, that's just wrong. I mean, that's family dysfunction, Drew, when you say, who are you going to choose, the mom or the child? No, you choose them both. That's part of family life. And that's what this month is all about. It's about Mary as the spiritual mother of all peoples. I mean, that's what our church teaches, Drew, is that our Blessed Mother, and, you know, you earned your doctorate in cyber Mariology years back, but, you know, the four dogmas of Our Lady, you know, she's Mother of God, she's Perpetual Virgin, she's Immaculately Conceived, and her Assumption into Heaven, all those are beautiful and sublime, but they don't specify her relationship to you and me. And that's what the doctrine of the church says when it says, no, she's the mother of every single human being. And that's the gift that Jesus gave to us personally, John Paul II tells us, from Calvary, in the words, behold your mother. So that's got to hit each of our hearts, especially, not exclusively, but especially during this month of May, to know we have Jesus's mother as our mother. And that'll be powerful because she mediates the graces of Jesus to human hearts personally and also globally. Things like what Pope Francis did with the consecration presupposes that she is the mother of all peoples. And that's what we celebrate this month.
Speaking of that consecration, I'm very hopeful, Doctor. I'm expecting great things to come from that. We have about a minute on this side. When we come back, we'll grab a few telephone calls for you. So if you want to get in with Dr. Miravalli, the number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I'll take your calls for Dr. Miravalli. We'd love to have you join the conversation, ask your questions, and be part of the conversation. We have about a minute for you, Doc. The consecration to Mary. I know a lot of people were expectant for that. I think we're in a beautiful Marian era. I think during this month of May, we should amp up even more our prayers because Our Lady asked us for First Saturday devotion to bring about the conversion of Russia. But I think the rosary is one of those really powerful weapons we should be praying as well.
Absolutely, Drew. I mean, it's her constant refrain. Pray the rosary every day for peace in the world. And someone else who took on that refrain, is Pope Francis, who yesterday said that indeed we should be praying the rosary every day for the month of May for peace. So we got the Blessed Mother and we have our Holy Father calling us to that.
I love it. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more. We'll grab a few calls. We got Ed in Sacramento and a lot of other people. You want to get in, 888-914-9149. Do me a favor, though. Could you make a call to our pledge line? Doesn't have to be a big donation. Whatever you can do just to say, hey, I'm going to support Relevant. I'm going to honor Our Lady. I'm with you. 877-291-0123.
That's right. Thank you, Drew. 877-291-0123. Neil Robbins joining Drew for the remainder of the hour. Drew Mariani Show is here for you every day to inform you with the truth. I know they think they have the truth in Washington, D.C., but no, this is where you're going to hear the truth. And as Roy was saying just a few minutes ago on the air, with all the craziness going on in our country right now, the attacks on free speech and religion, what some folks want to teach your kids, it's so important to keep Relevant Radio funded and proclaiming the truth only found in Jesus Christ and his church. So America does need Relevant Radio, and we need you right now. We have a dollar-for-dollar match. Whatever amount you can come in at, it's going to be doubled right now. We have generous benefactors who will who put together a pool of money, and it's specifically for matching your gifts during the pledge drive. So don't leave money on the table. We need your gift right now. It will be doubled. 877-291-0123. The best way to get a hold of us, however, is by giving online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We have for you at the $20 a month level today only this beautiful blue tote bag, and it's got the ornate Marian symbol on the front of it. If you don't know what that looks like, just step on over to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app and take a look at it. It's a really nice tote bag. It take it to the grocery store next time you go to the grocery store. Inside that bag is going to be a special mystery gift from Relevant Radio for you. Could be a book, maybe a special rosary or a medal, maybe some other Relevant Radio merchandise. So get your bag and the mystery gift at $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Again, it's a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Give at relevantradio.com, on the app, or Drew at 877-291-0123.
And Neil, you had said, hey, you want how many calls this hour? Who are you looking to get?
175.
All right, let's do that. We're closing in on that. We are right now at about 63, so we just kicked off. We could use your support right now. 877-291-0123. Any gift makes a difference. And please do us a favor, too. Leave us your prayer intentions. In about 30 minutes, we'll pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. As I said, Father Rocky is going to be making the walk to Mary this coming Saturday. And he's going to walk from the Shrine of St. Joseph, National Shrine of St. Joseph, to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, place of untold miracles, the only church-approved apparition in the country. There's been all sorts of answered prayers. Why not send that prayer petition in? Leave it when you leave that, when you make that donation, and we'll be praying for you, all right? We're grateful to have you in our life. We need you. Pick up the phone. Join the family, all right? We'll be right back.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, thank you for your support. It's great to be with you today. If you're just tuning in, I am speaking today with Dr. Mark Miravalli. We will take your calls and your questions for him. It's the month of Mary. Let's honor Our Lady. Look, I'll testify to it personally. I think Marian devotion is one of the surest ways to deepen your spirituality, to grow in holiness, and to come to know, experience, and love Christ in a deep and profound way. And the rosary is one of those great instruments. Pray the rosary, all right? Pray the chaplet with me in 30 minutes. Dr. Miravalli, it's good to have you back. Let's go right to the phones. We've got in Sacramento, California, Ed. He's got a question for you. Ed, good afternoon. You are on the air.
Hey, Drew, thanks for taking my call. God bless you, Mark, for all your work you do for Our Lady. I saw that there was a petition being circulated around, an open letter to Pope Francis by a group called People of God for Mary. And I was curious if you heard of them or know anything about this this open letter to Pope Francis.
Yeah, Ed, I'm so glad you called in because I'm just thrilled about this. There's actually a couple individual organizations. One's a youth-led group called Youth for the Mother, if I remember correctly. But it's basically it's an open letter to the Holy Father, and it does two things. First of all, it thanks the Pope for the consecration that he did, knowing that, in fact, we will get great graces for that. And then it goes on to ask the Holy Father to invoke Our Lady even more by a solemn definition of her role as the spiritual mother of all peoples, which is exactly what Drew and I have been talking about before you called in, Ed. And that will fully allow her to exercise her maternal roles of intercession for the church and the world today. And, you know, a lot of people don't get what's a proclamation going to do? What's a definition going to do? Well, Jesus likes it when truth is proclaimed. That's what Relevant Radio does. It proclaims the truth. Peter did in the Gospels when Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" And he says, "You know, you're Christ, the Son of God." And for that, we get the papacy. So it's a gospel truth that Jesus rewards us when we properly proclaim the truth. So The same thing will happen when we proclaim the truth about Our Lady, that she's the spiritual mother of all people. So this movement, a couple different groups, but I think it's the month of May, again, inspiring people to say, it's time. And so I believe there's a website called crownmary.com that has put a couple of these videos going on. And I certainly recommend people to go to that, see these. They're very short videos, mm-hmm. but videos calling the Holy Father to crown Our Lady with a solemn definition that she's truly the spiritual mother of all people. That's the heart of what's going on, Ed, to the extent that I know about it.
Love it. Hey, Ed, thank you very much for your call. Great question. I appreciate it. We'll move along. We'll go to Rika, listening in San Fernando, California. Hi, Rika. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm just calling because, you know, with the month of May being dedicated to the Blessed Mother, and considering all the spiraling down of morality here in our country mm-hmm. and the whole world, it's more than ever is that we should encourage people to do the five first Saturday devotion. And I think because I've tried it myself, I've only been able to complete it once. Wow. When I was young, mm-hmm. I was probably 12, 13 years old at that time. Yeah. I just turned 50. Wow. And I think I think one reason is that, you know, my children and I were talking about this time we're going to try it as getting like a group to That's keep right. each other accountable. Right. That I think that may be a good way to do
Rika,
it. So that
I love that idea. I would suggest you do it as a family. If you're married, you do it with your spouses. If you can do it with your children, there's a power in that. And I love the fact you called to bring this up, Doctor. You know, a little later, I'm going to be addressing what Our Lady said about Fatima in the program. But you take a look what's unfolding in the world right now. You know, you've got, you have Russia threatening the use of possibly using a nuclear weapon. I don't think they'll do that, but there's the threat of that. You've got the ex-NATO chief say, hey, prepare for the world. So, I mean, if you look at the headlines, you can get quite frightened about what's going on in the world. And yet we did this Marian consecration. And to Rika's point, it's not just the consecration. It's our obligation also to deepen our relationship with the Mother of God. These first Saturdays are really important. I only have maybe about 4 or 5 minutes left for you. Let me give you the final few minutes here to maybe expand on what we should all be doing personally now moving forward to bring peace, not just in the world, but in our own lives as well, where I think it's really robbed.
Yeah, Drew, well, the heart of this is the heart of Mary. And I mean that very specifically. It's the Immaculate Heart of Mary that's going to bring us to peace. Now, is that kind of a hallmark hyperbole? No, it's the message of Fatima. She says, after predicting some very intense prophecies, she says, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph and a period of peace will be granted to the world. But as you said, and as our caller said, we've got to cooperate with that. So, yes, the Holy Father did the consecration. We know there will be graces from what happened on March 25th of 2022. And also Our Lady said in the same line at Fatima on the July 13th, 1917 message, with calling for the consecration of Russia, she also said, pray the five first Saturdays of reparation. So that's something we should be ongoing in terms of responding to the needs of the church and the world. And once again, what Ed called in about recognizing her as the spiritual mother of all peoples, I think, you know, there's so much that comes to the task of being the vicar of Christ on earth. I mean, it's staggering, really, Drew, how much the successor of Peter has in his responsibility. But that's the way God wanted it. He organized it. He directed it that way. And so much goes to our Holy Father. And I think, too, another thing that needs to be done is that the Holy Father would solemnly proclaim that Mary is the spiritual mother of all peoples so that she can fully exercise those roles for humanity. Because all this comes together, Drew, what we talked about earlier, praying the rosary each day, what the Pope talked about, doing the five first Saturdays, sending petitions to the Holy Father to encourage him to dogmatically crown Our Lady. And again, I want to make reference to that, crownmary.com, two easy words, Crown Mary. Go there, like those videos, because those really become petitions to the Holy Father. It's a time that we focus on Our Lady as the remedy. It's not that Our Lady is just in the corner, we light a candle to a statue. That's beautiful. That's great. But she's the remedy, Drew. When I say that, I mean God has given her the ability of interceding for the graces we need to get through the trials, the headlines of today. But we have to respond. So, you know, in sum, I would say, yeah, let's make sure we're praying those five decades every day. Pray as a family. Let's do those five first Saturdays. And let's also go to crownmary.com, like these images, which we become these videos, which become petitions for the Holy Father. And I too, Drew, as you know, we typically end by praying the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. I think that's an inspired prayer to prevent the world from degeneration, disaster, war, through Our Lady's intercession. So these are things we can do, especially during the month of May, dedicated to the Mother of all peoples.
Well, Mark, let's wrap it up with that prayer. If you don't mind, I'd love you to lead us. We'll invoke the powerful intercession of Our Lady to bring peace and protection to this country and to so many throughout the world.
Absolutely. So let us pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disasters, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, Mark, thank you. Doctor, thank you very much for your time. I am grateful for your contribution over the months. It's always good to have you here and kick off the month of May together. So thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Drew. God bless you. I can't imagine you a frightful kid with the May crowding, but I'll pick that up next time. All right,
that's
God
so
bless
true.
You.
Thanks, Mark. God bless you. That's Dr. Mark Miravalli. And again, you can check out the web address that he just gave you, Crown Mary. And also, Mother of All Peoples is a great resource if you want to learn more things there. I'll share one other quick story, and then we'll come back. I'll take some of your calls. I remember a prophecy that I was given by a nun. I was a young man at the time, and I had no idea what my future held, what I was going to be doing. And she was a very deeply spiritual, religious. And she told me, she prophesied I would be promoting devotion to the Mother of God in a very powerful way. And she talked about a film that one day I would do. I had no idea. You know, I remember hearing this. I kind of put it in the back of my memory, and that was it. And true to her prophecy, I'd go on to really fall in love with Our Lady in my early 20s and have dedicated and consecrated my life to her. And I'm telling you, if you turn to her, you're not worshiping Our Lady. She's not placed higher than Jesus. You're going to find that she's going to throw you into the arms of her Son, and your life will change. Marian devotion is beautiful. We're in this Marian month. Pray the rosary. The Holy Father, he has asked that we pray a rosary a day during May. I don't know if you heard him say that. He says, today's the beginning of the month dedicated to Mother God. And he says, I'd like to invite all faithful and all communities to pray the rosary for peace every day in May. He says, my thoughts go out to the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, which has been barbarically bombed and destroyed. So pray for them. Of course, Father Rocky prays the rosary every evening at 7 p.m. You can join him here on Relevant. When I come back, we'll talk more. I want to get you plugged into some great gifts we have. The chaplet is about 15 minutes away. You know how powerful that is and how beautiful. So stay with me for that. But if you could do me a favor in the next 15 minutes, if you could possibly help me today kick this pledge drive off in a strong way, could really use your support right now. I could use maybe another dozen people to say, hey, I'm in. You'll get matched dollar for dollar. All right, dollar for dollar. And there's some incredible premiums we're going to be giving to you. So if you can give in any dollar amount, I'd be grateful. Small and large, it all matters. It all counts. We're in a tough time, and this is a tough drive, and Relevant would really be blessed if we could start it off strong. All right, I'll be right back, so stay with me.
This is the Drew Mariani Show. Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
She's battling breast cancer.
Where we're here for you.
Suffering cystic fibrosis.
Every afternoon at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific.
Thank you so much.
On Relevant Radio.
changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
We had a call, I guess it was last week, a mother who called in. She was worried about her son. I think it was her son. He had to go to the emergency room. She found him hanging, tried to commit suicide. Don't know how long he was there. He was unresponsive. You know, normally with the loss of oxygen or blood flow, there's brain damage. There's all sorts of other problems. She called back last week, and I really hope she'll write the story down in greater detail and testify to the miracle that this prayer was, how it resurrected her son, how it really worked a miracle to the point where doctors were saying, we're just amazed. We've never seen anything like this, right? That is the power of prayer.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
All right, we have an even 100 gifts into the Relevant Radio Give Hope Pledge Drive for this hour. 75 more to go, and we can do it in the next 12 minutes. We have a dollar-for-dollar match. So not sure if next hour will be a dollar-for-dollar match, but this hour is the next 12 minutes or so. Get a hold of us at relevantradio.com, on the app, or 877-291-0123. Show your support for Relevant Radio. Show your support for a great guest like Dr. Mark Maravalli to come on the air and teach us about the Blessed Mother and Marian devotion. A great guest on Drew's show every day that keep you informed about the most important news of the day. And about this time every day, of course, the Divine Mercy Chaplet gets us all together to pray the chaplet here on Relevant Radio. And we know how much the chaplet means to you. Give us a call now. Jump online to make a donation before the chaplet actually begins. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. A great testimonial here regarding the Divine Mercy Chaplet that came in. And Ralph says, Ralph's in California. He says, in 2019, we were in dire financial straits. We prayed the chaplet with Drew because I didn't know how we were going to pay our mortgage. The very next day, an unexpected check arrived in the mail, and it was enough to pay our mortgage and then some, he says. So that's the kind of thing that happens. The Divine Mercy Chaplet, minutes away here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, Drew.
You know, Neil, miracles like that happen all of the time. That's what's so amazing. I love it because God is so merciful. In the devotion to Divine Mercy, one of the things the Lord said is, you know, we're called to be merciful to others. Of course, that's all throughout Scripture. And a couple ways you can do that. You can do it in word. You can do it by forgiving. And you can also do it in deed. And I just want to invite you right now, if you're asking God for something, if you are praying for something, then, you know, maybe show an act of mercy. Forgive somebody who's hurt you. Do an act of charity. A great way to give is to help Relevant Radio right now. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar if you give right now. We also have some wonderful premiums. If you come in at a dollar a day, we'll send you this beautiful tote with a surprise in it. And then also leave those prayer intentions. We're about to pray, so we'll pray for you. But we'll also take them to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. All donations are tax deductible. They are matched dollar for dollar. We're about to pray, so please help if you can. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Neil?
Yeah, and Father Rocky is doing the entire 21-mile walk, and I think, Drew, you said you're going to be in the golf cart riding along with Father. Is that right?
I'll be running behind it.
You're running behind. Relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. The chaplet only about 10 minutes away. Give right now.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I thank you for allowing me to be part of your afternoon. It is really good to be with you. And I just want to thank everyone for supporting. I have a call screen in front of me here, and I can see calls that are coming in. There's reoccurring gifts that are coming in. There are new donors from some new markets that we are now in, new areas that Relevant Radio has been picked up in. And you'll see in the days ahead the beauty of what Relevant does and the fruit that we bear. I think the greatest thing we do throughout the day is offer you the Mass, the Rosary, and the Chaplet. I think those are beautiful touch points. But we also, you know, teach the faith here. We also look at those issues that I think are so critical in the culture today. We live in a unique time. You and I were born in this particular moment in history. And I don't think that's just by happen chance. I think God wanted you to be a saint in this time, to be a witness to others, to come to know and love him, and to bring others to him. And I'm so humbled and so honored to be able to play a small role in doing that. And I just pray that God gives me the strength to be, you know, a better man and a more faithful Christian, and to continue to make this walk with you. So thank you for your support. You can donate two ways, relevantradio.com or on the mobile app, or just call right now, 877-291-0123. And Gaetano in Warwick, Pennsylvania, thank you for your donation. Karen in Lansing, Michigan, God bless you for that reoccurring gift. James in Kyle, Texas, thank you for your generosity. You're awesome. Let me grab a quick call or two here. Trenton, New Jersey. Patrick, thank you for waiting so long. It's good to have you on the air.
That's great. Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So nine months ago, I called Patrick up, and Patrick Madrid, and a friend of mine, the doctors gave her a year to live. She had liver disease. And Patrick suggested me going there and doing the Divine Mercy Chaplet with her. So I prayed on it, and I've been going there for like 6 months. And she just got the results back from Penn U. Her liver functions are stable.
Yeah, that's great.
And she's not gonna die.
Well, praise God for that. And I'm so glad you called, Patrick. What a beautiful testimony. Look, I've seen from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and we're going to pray it in about 8 minutes. So if you want to get in, feel free to do that. And please leave us your intentions at Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show. Maggie will share some of them on the air. We have seen doctors who say, I've got scans, and this is a cancerous tumor. You know, or you're at stage 4 cancer, or, you know, this has got to be excised. And people pray. They stand on the promise that God gave to all of us through the chaplet. They put their trust in him. And sometimes God's will is that there be a miracle. And we've seen those cancerous tumors disappear. We've seen people with death sentences live. You know, we've seen financial miracles. One of my favorites, I wrote about it in my book, was a woman who was praying the chaplet with me one afternoon here. And she was hunched over her sink doing dishes as we prayed the chaplet. She had osteoporosis. Her back was really giving her a lot of pain. Her bones were brittle. And she claimed a healing. She says, Lord, I believe, and I just ask that you heal me. She said she felt a warmth race through her body. And she stood erect. All the aches and pains vanished. She dropped to her knees to thank God and claim that victory. She wrote to me to tell me doctors were stunned that the osteoporosis had disappeared. It was no more. And we limit God. Tests are not definitive. Tests are not the last word. Yeah, you know, I'm a believer in science. I don't dispute it. But God is the author of the laws of science. And he can certainly rewrite those laws, right? He can bring a healing for you. He can bring a miracle for you. He can change your future. And that's the beauty of what we do. So we'll pray the chaplet coming up here in about 8 minutes or more. But I do want to ask you to, if you could today, to be merciful and to maybe make a gift before we get into the chaplet. It would be great if you could do it online at relevantradio.com or just use the mobile app. And donations are tax deductible. You can write them off on your taxes. And more than anything else, they help us. They help bring the chaplet of Divine Mercy to people day in and day out. We got some great premiums for you. There's a dollar-for-dollar match in this hour. What the network did this time is they're giving away a tote bag. I've never seen anything like this. I don't even know what's in it. It could be a rosary. It could be Relevant Radio swag. It could be a book. It could be all sorts of stuff. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, that gets matched dollar for dollar, you're going to get this beautiful blue Marion tote bag. You're also going to get a big surprise. So, pretty cool. I'll be right back. Stay with me, okay?
Andrew, we only need 50 more gifts for the next 5 minutes here, and we can do that. I know, because there's a lot of people listening right now. A lot of people have just tuned in to Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Drew and Relevant Radio. And make a gift right now. Give hope to somebody with your donation to Relevant Radio. Your gift will be doubled. We have matching funds right now. And as Drew mentioned, at the $20 a month level, we have that beautiful blue tote bag with the ornate Marian symbol on the front of it. You can check it out on the app or at relevantradio.com. And as Drew was alluding to a moment ago, yes, there is a mystery gift that will be inside of the tote bag. None of us on the air, we don't know what it is. The marketing folks, they know what's going to be in there. It could be a special rosary, a medal, a book, some other kind of relevant radio merchandise. And it's yours at the $20 a month level. Please do give right now before the chaplet. We've got about 4 minutes before the top of the hour, a dollar-for-dollar match, Drew. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123.
You know, give, and you'll be blessed. I'm convinced of that. You know, we're going to be measured with the cup with which we measure. And, yeah, we come to you four times a year. This is our May pledge drive. I know things can be difficult out there, and we can get a little concerned. God is a God of abundance. I was just with a friend of mine who says, you know, you got to give from your first fruits is what he told me. You know, and this man is very successful. He's been blessed. He built his own business, and he's always been charitable. You just can't outgive God. So as we're ready to pray, you're going to ask God to bless you. Could you bless somebody who needs to know the faith, learn the faith, who needs Jesus Christ in your life? Because that's what Relevant Radio does. Call right now. You've got a few minutes at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. Think about that tote bag. I think it's a wonderful gift. You know, it's a great way to evangelize. You could take that to the store for your groceries. You can bring your lunch to work. It's actually pretty cool. You'll see it on the website if you want to check it out. But your donation, whichever way you decide to give, it'll be matched dollar for dollar. Now, we're down to just a few minutes left, Neil. Love to see that remaining 40 donors step up. So if you could be one of those 40 heroes in these last few minutes to help get Relevant Radio off to a good start, we would be really grateful. 877-291-0123.
Right, Drew. And folks can give in any dollar amount. A lot of people are coming in at the $20 a month level for the tote bag with the mystery prize inside.
I love that.
But whatever amount you can give is great. Edmund in Chicago with a $25 gift, $50 gift right now from Kathleen in Santa Rosa, California. Virginia checks in from Dripping Springs, Texas with a $20 a month gift. And she gets a tote bag. Howard in Philadelphia, God bless you for your $5 gift. That becomes $10 with those matching funds. Whatever amount you can give, 877-291-0123 or on the app or relevantradio.com. And Drew, we haven't had a big gift come in yet this afternoon. If you're able to give a $5 or a $10,000 gift, those really help us to get closer to that need of $3 million by the end of the week. So please get a hold of us right now before the chaplet begins. And relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123.
Well, you know, Sharon from Midlothian, thank you for your generosity. I just saw that. New market, new gift, beautiful generosity. Michael in Round Rock, Howard in Philly, Virginia in Dripping Springs, thank you for your generosity. We're about to pray the chaplet of divine mercy. More than anything else, please leave us your prayer intentions. Not only will we pray for them today and in the days ahead, but they will go both to the National Shrine of St. Joseph and to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. These are sites where miracles have happened. If you're praying for a job, if you're praying for fertility, if you're praying for a new blessing or a new relationship, why not let Father Rocky carry this petition? So if you send him in now, they'll go this weekend on pilgrimage, and they'll be prayed for all along the way and at both of these shrines. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
And please do, you know, give those prayer intentions to Father Rocky. I found a wife by dropping off a prayer intention at the Shrine of Our Lady of Good
Hope. I love it.
Once upon a time. Yes, this is a true story. Thank you to the sisters in Denmark, Wisconsin, who prayed for me. 877-291-0123. Give on the app or at relevantradio.com. Give a gift right now before the chaplet. Your gift will be doubled. Give right now to Relevant Radio and give somebody some hope.